1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Flooding across the upper Midwest continuing this week. ABC's Melissa Adan is near Mankato, Minnesota.
After days of relentless rain, the Rapidan Dam suffering damage from flooding Monday morning. Other parts of the state suffering from torrential rain. Volunteers in Waterville coming together to prepare sandbags. Many other states in the Midwest underwater, with at least one person dying in South Dakota.
The relentless heat wave still bearing down on much of the country. Millions under heat warnings or heat alerts again today. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange headed back to Australia. He has reached a deal with the Justice Department years after obtaining and then publishing classified government documents online. The first presidential debate of the 2024 election coming up on Thursday. Today is primary day across much of the country, including in New York. The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup. They beat the Edmonton Oilers last night 2-1 in Miami. This is ABC News. Closing arguments today in the trial of Karen Reed, accused of killing her boyfriend, Massachusetts police officer John O'Keefe.
Prosecutors argue after a night of drinking and fighting, January of 2022, Reed intentionally hit O'Keefe with her SUV and left him to die in the snow in Canton, Massachusetts. During the trial, lawyers showed text messages revealing possible trouble in their relationship, but the defense claims Reed is being framed in a police cover-up, saying O'Keefe was beaten and attacked by a dog inside the home of another Boston police officer.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Reed faces life in prison. Another tech company now in the crosshairs of European regulators, Microsoft, accused of breaking antitrust rules by bundling its Teams messaging platform with its Office platform. Fines could potentially hit the billions of dollars. And if you need a cup of coffee in the morning, it could be genetic. Researchers say they found a genetic variation that's linked to excessive coffee drinking. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I am a mom, I'm an activist, and I'm an educator.
I am love, I am laughter, I am human.
I am a pet parent. I am a leader. I am queer.
I am Oshkosh Pride.
Oshkosh, get ready for our own Pride celebration at Oshkosh Pride, Saturday, June 29th from 2 till 7 at the Leach Amphitheater. Admission is free, so get ready for live music with toy boxes and traveling suitcase. Enjoy tasty food and non-alcoholic drinks from Fat Mamas, 8 drag performances, and lots of dancing. Plus, enjoy local vendors and free resources from local nonprofits. Oshkosh Pride, Saturday, June 29th from 2 till 7 at the Leach Amphitheater. Don't miss the fun. For more details, search for Oshkosh Pride on Facebook. This message is sponsored by Revive Wellness Hydration, Vitamin Therapy, and Wellness Studio. Email revivebylauren at gmail.com today. By Salon La Rue. For a masterful haircut, coloring, and styling in a sophisticated atmosphere, visit Salon La Rue. And by 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee tourism had a historic year in 2023. Visitors spent over $2 billion in Milwaukee County. That's a quarter of Wisconsin's 2023 tourism profits. Visit Milwaukee President and CEO Peggy Williams-Smith held a press conference ahead of the Republican National Convention's arrival in the state's largest city.
We believe in economic development based on tourism. The more people we can bring in to go to shows at the Pabst across the way or the Riverside or the Symphony Center or come to Summerfest, we know that that helps the entire community.
The RNC is expected to attract 50,000 visitors to the city of Milwaukee. The National Weather Service has confirmed 6 tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin this past Saturday. Tornadoes formed during severe thunderstorms from warm, moist air. Higher temperatures and severe storms could be causing more tornadoes. We've had more than 30 so far this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers trailed the Texas Rangers 3-1, then got a 5-run rally started in the 6th, capped by a grand slam by the Brewers' Reese Hoskins on Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
His first home run since Philadelphia, and it was a big one.
The final, Milwaukee 6-3 over the Rangers. I asked Hoskins if he decided to swing at the first pitch or just react to the ball.
Just trying to get something up, regardless of, first pitch or not. Just really trying to be ready to hit. yeah, I think just the situation called for something up, and just happy to not miss it.
NFL, the Packers got the green light to build a third locker room to house teams when Lambeau Field hosts soccer games or college football. It's because the Packers will not allow visiting teams to use their locker room, even in the offseason. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny, a high near 86 this afternoon. West winds up to 20 miles per hour. Clear 61 tonight, mostly sunny, 76 on Wednesday. Sunshine with a high of 75 for Thursday. A few showers Friday with a high around 78.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of the WRJN Morning Show here on Civic Media, Don Rosen, who talks celebrity encounters. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins to discuss weird Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. What a phenomenal guest we just had, Tad Taggart. And we are going to keep him on all the way through this event on the 19th of July.
July, right.
I believe. Endure just finished. We'll talk more about that. It's for a great cause, for Hua, a great company helping veterans. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. I'll tell you what, a lot of people with historic homes reach out to Pella. Their team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from every era. Really doesn't matter what kind of home you live in. They offer nearly endless possibilities in design flexibility and sizes, custom colors, finishes, and so much more. If you order today from Pella, get 0% interest for up to 48 months. Certain restrictions apply. It ends June 30th. Pella's products stand the test of time. Get a deal like this. No reason to wait. Give them a call. Get an in-home consultation for nada, for free. PellaWI.com.
That's a good deal. And we have the big historic house walk coming up in July 20th.
Some, when I was walking yesterday, you know, and like you and I both said, sometimes it's better to walk around a town than it. There's a couple of houses, you know, in like around your area, but even just on Monroe and all these different streets. And man, I'd love to know the history of those houses.
Yeah. If you go on, there's a book that talks about, you can get that at the library.
Is that the one Tom Murphy did one time?
No, I don't think he did that book. That was.
Hey, you know what's embarrassing yesterday? Todd, it's a little bit embarrassing. So I had to go to the library because I got a notice, book overdue. And I'm there, she says, okay, well, one of them is, let me see, Front Lines by John Mayno. That's me.
Wow.
So I was overdue on my own book from the library.
Now that, okay. That's
funny.
That's
me.
That's you. That's me. That's what I was going to say.
The author is overdue on returning his own book to the library.
And you got a garage full of them?
No, I don't. That's the thing. I didn't save any of my old ones.
Oh.
Why wouldn't you do that? I don't know.
The money. For the money.
Yeah, that extra $10 made a difference.
So I've got a word for you guys.
What?
Cream puff.
Aha. That's it.
When I say cream puff,
I'm there.
And you think
there's
Wisconsin?
There's not even a question.
Yeah.
Fair.
Wisconsin State Fair,
not
right?
Even a question.
We are going to talk about the best 11 days of summer. August 1st to August 11th, the Wisconsin State Fair.
Tess Kirkson's on with us right now. Tess, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, Tess.
Hi, Tess.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know what? We'd be a lot more thankful if you were here with one of those big boxes of those things.
Cream puffs, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, we can arrange that. There's definitely plenty to come this summer.
Because we just had our nutritionist, and he's going to change your world around.
Right.
So he said we can have some things like that.
So I don't remember that part of it.
Of course, treat yourself. That's what the fair's about.
Hey, you know what? Do you guys have this? I remember I was at the Minnesota State Fair years ago, and they had fried Snicker bars. Do you guys have those?
Oh, we certainly do. Oh. Deep fried Snicker bars, deep fried Oreos.
Get this.
Anything you can really think of. How about Wisconsin State Fair basically has.
Deep fried mashed potatoes on a stick.
Yep.
That's true, Tessa. Am I right?
Yeah, we don't mess around. They actually have two of our finalists for our food competition this year, Sporkies and Drinkies. They have a Drinkies finalist and a Sporkies finalist. They're coming in big for us this year.
Nice.
Is that? Do you need any judges?
No, you know what? We have people knocking down our door to be judges, especially for this year, too. We just started the Drinkies last year, which is just a really fun. It's in the non-alcoholic drink category, and it's just been a blowout for us. People just absolutely love it. So you have the deep-fried mashed potatoes on a stick. They're doing something different. They're doing a Cool Ranch Doritos pickle. I mean, try to, like, take all those flavors in. I don't even know how.
How do people come up with these? I know. I'm going to blend this and this and this.
I tell you, it's not the alcohol-free drinks that make them do it.
Right. That lead to these. But there's a lot of cool items this year. And, I mean, that's just the start of it. The food of the state fair is obviously amazing. But we have, you know, the main stage acts and the agriculture. I mean, there's just so much for everyone to do.
Now, people around, this is still in West Allis, right?
Yep, we're still in West Allis.
Yeah.
Which has just been such a tradition over the years and the races and the everything and everything. And everything. What have you guys done? And obviously you add things. We're, you know, from even 10 years ago, because everything needs to change. We've talked about that, Jim.
Yeah.
You can't, I mean, it's great to be traditional, but you always have to come up with something new. How does that happen?
Well, I think she's... Go ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, and you know, 2020 really twisted us around, and we did the Fair Food Drive-Through that year. And that really got us thinking just completely outside of the box of doing completely new things. Now, the Sporky's been around for 11 years, so that is a newer creation for us in the past decade or so. But then we also really have to be careful to mix it in with that tradition, because we've been a fair for 173 years. People have been going to the Wisconsin State Fair their entire life, and there's a part of it they don't want to change.
Right.
They want to see the animals. They want to have a cream puff. And cream puff this year is celebrating 100 years. They've been around since 1924 baking on our property, which is absolutely insane to me. But then we have to bring in, you know, new and exciting acts. Like we're really starting to dip into comedians on our state fair main stage and really just trying to bring in new things. We have a karaoke stage this year. We have a game room. Just some really different things that keep fairgoers coming back year after year. But then they're also coming for those same amazing traditions like the giant slide and a cream puff.
Nice.
And you got Charlie Barron's coming.
Charlie Barron's coming. He's going to be obviously hysterical. We've had him before. I mean, he is a perfect match for the State Fair main stage. Oh, yeah. I mean, where else would he be than the Wisconsin State Fair? That is his crowd.
Right. And that's.
I mean, that's kind of cool when you're looking for like one of the biggest names that you could possibly get for attendance.
And he's Wisconsin.
And, you know, he's basically living right there. I mean, that's not bad, huh?
Last time he came, he tried to give away a boat. I think he did. He successfully auctioned off a boat to the audience.
Wow.
It was not a nice boat at all, but he got some great money for charity, which we absolutely loved. Cool.
Well, if it's the boat that he used in one of his comedy things, where it's like, I'm a guy going to buy a boat, and it's this really old
boat. Is that the one? Boat. He played that whole thing. It was incredible. I'm hoping he pulls something
funny.
Like that this next time, too.
And the guy's like, yeah, this is an old Evinrude or whatever from 1964. You got to, you know, run the thing or else it'll explode.
Nothing more Wisconsin than Charlie Barron.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. Well, Jim Gaffigan's from Wisconsin.
He only comes here once in a while because, like, in his last comedy thing, because so I visited Wisconsin recently. I was there for 8 pounds.
Jay Leno used to.
We can make it 10 at State Fair if you'd like.
Absolutely.
Love Jim Gaffigan.
Jay Leno complained about his weight a lot, and he. Did that Harley? He's a big Harley guy, and he came to the Harley. Because I'm in Wisconsin, people say, "You look good. You look good."
Everywhere else, it's like, "Oh, you put on a few." Huh?
LA's like, "I got to lose some weight."
Boy, you working out?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's hilarious. Hey, I want to get back to the food, Johnny. You got to hear this. So, everybody eats hot ham and cheese. Get this one. Oh. This is hot ham and glazers. So, It's sliced ham, you know, smoked hot ham, covered with creamy melted Swiss cheese, right? But then it's drizzled with spicy and sweet raspberry jam stuffed between two iconic Quick Trip glazers.
Hey, have you noticed? What else were we talking about the other day? Jam is making a huge, like, comeback. What were we talking about, Todd?
I don't know. I know that you guys were last
here.
Week.
That's right. Remember Jam?
Yes.
And I said, well, we used to have sandwiches, cheese with jelly.
Yeah, we were.
But it was some kind of a dip. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
And it was some kind of a fruit dip.
Yes.
That you wouldn't think. Was it cheese curds? Cheese curds and an apple dip? I don't know. Do you have fried cheese curds there?
I mean, how could we be the state fair, you know, of Wisconsin without having cheese curds? Yeah. We have plenty of cheese curds to go around. And you can actually kind of sample all the different types. And, of course, we have deep-fried cheese curds and then the refrigerated kind that squeak in your mouth from the Wisconsin Product Pavilion, too. There's no shortage of cheese curds here at Wisconsin State Fair.
I just got to see this. You guys have Foreigner with Melissa Etheridge?
Yes. And, I mean, like... my mom was obsessed with Foreigner when I was growing up. Foreigner, too. I mean, that is going to be a fantastic show. I'm so excited about that one on August 10th. Yeah.
That you guys have really, and for 176 years, you keep adding great things. But I want to go back to some of the traditional things that you have there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is cool to see all the blue ribbons. And just talk about the things that really haven't changed.
Yeah. I mean, some of those things are like our competitive exhibits. And one of our things that people compete for at the state fair for some of those blue ribbons and things like that. We've actually pulled out categories from our culinary from 1923 and 1925 to kind of do throwbacks to the different recipes that they were submitting to the Wisconsin State Fair about 100 years ago. So there's like honey cookies. So they'll all be competing with these recipes with kind of new twists on them from 2024. So that's going to be really exciting. Awesome. But then, of course, agriculture is what started the Wisconsin State Fair back in 1851 here in Wisconsin. And that just continues to ring true for us. Tons of agriculture shows. People love to come to the Clydesdales the first few days of the fair. And then we have the Grand Champion Drive. So many different agriculture elements are constantly happening at State Fair that some people don't even go to visit, but they definitely need to get to at least our Discovery Barnyard and through some of those amazing barns to see kids, adults, just working with these animals, you know, doing amazing things.
Yeah, there's so much there. I just want to go.
I didn't know TLC was still around.
Yes.
With Jordan Sparks.
They absolutely are. And Jordan Sparks is opening for them, which has been a huge surprise for us. That, I mean, Jordan Sparks is really coming back, and she's going to really pull out a great show, too.
Her dad used to play for the New York Giants, and she sang the national anthem at one of the Super Bowls. Did you know that?
No.
Nice. Yeah. No.
TLC. How about this for a little bit of a combination? Then TLC, obviously, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, Lisa Left Eye.
I thought it was Lopez.
Yeah, it is supposed to be. She was dating Andre Rison when he played for the Packers. Okay. And I'm going to give you one. Can I give you one other? Do you know which other one has a Packer connection of all your entertainers?
No, I couldn't tell you. No,
Sarah Evans.
Really?
Oh, Sarah Evans. Opening for Brothers Osborne.
Sarah Evans was married to Jay Barker, who was a national championship quarterback for Alabama and then drafted by the Packers. Didn't make it through the season, got cut. But Jay Barker married Sarah Evans.
So now you know how into football John Mano is.
And that's,
just so
you that'll get you a couple more people there on August 4th.
There you go. The Packer tie.
The Packer
tie. Add
those to the website. But all the things we've been talking about, I just want to talk about the price of admission is like that's 1924 pricing. It's still it's amazing that you guys haven't gone up to, you know, some of these events you go to are, you know, $50, $60. I mean, it's
Events are getting really expensive.
They are.
And we're really aware of that. We're $14 tickets right now through the end of the month, so five more days. And then we go up to $15. So we take it slow in that price increases as we get closer to the fair. But really, we are all about the value, especially for families, seniors. We just understand that people's pockets are pinched right now, and money is tight for everyone in some aspects. So we really try to bring the value. Also, one thing we really pride ourselves on is you're not coming to the state fair for an hour and you just paid $14 for admission.
No.
You're coming for like 8 hours.
No doubt.
So
absolutely. No doubt.
That's what we really pride ourselves on.
Tess Kirkson, Director of Public Relations, Wisconsin State Fair Park. We'd like to get you on again sometime before it actually starts. This is great stuff.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Next time, though, you come here or we're coming to you to get those cream puffs. You
make
the call.
Get those cream puffs.
I don't know.
Your choice.
Some of the other
and
stuff
you know what,
we were
Tess?
Too.
You don't want us showing up that morning with the cream puffs. Thank you, Tess. You've been awesome.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Wisconsin State Park Fair, State Fair Park, of course, coming up again this year. Back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libke Roofing, and I'm excited to announce it's our 90th anniversary. You don't stay in business this long without taking great care of customers, using quality products, having excellent workmanship, and on top of all of that, a clean guarantee. Thank you, Northeast Wisconsin, for allowing us to protect tens of thousands of homes and businesses for the last 90 years. When you're looking for a local, high-quality contractor with a 90-year history, give us a call. And remember,
people you know, call 920 Roofing. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mano the Mayor here. Tess Kirkson. Boy, she does a nice job promoting her event, right?
And that is going to be a fun event. I mean, it's 11 days, so we got to find a day to go down there.
That was my biggest, when I was a kid, that was the biggest day of summer, going to the Escanaba State Fair, UP State Fair. That was the biggest thing possible. Oh, I know what, you know what I forgot to ask her? Do all fairs use the exact same ingredients for their French fries? Because I don't know of anywhere else that has better French fries. Than State a state fair. What do they do? How do they do that?
Do they all do everything on a stick? I mean, do they? Because that's like what a state fair is known for. And I go to the Iowa State Fair every year because I had to take my kid down to Drake. And I was going to ask her, I wish I would have, but do they carve out that big cow out of butter or out of cheese? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just stand right there and it's just, the thing's huge. I mean, the food there is so different and it's just.
Hey, you're a food expert.
Well, no, I don't know.
What's this? It's not peanut butter, but it's it's like a butter that's,
yeah.
Okay, or nut butter?
Yeah, that's what it is. What is that called? It wouldn't even stay on the shelves. That's not my thing.
But it's good for you, I guess.
Yeah, I know, it is.
Because I was reading about this, because, you know, I'm going all healthy food now.
Nut
butter, I think.
No, it's not. It's close. You're close. Okay,
but,
go ahead.
Okay, but anyway, take dark chocolate. Which they're advocating as being good for you, you know, dark chocolate.
Well, it always has been.
Melt it down. Get a thing of that nut butter. Okay. Get a stick. Mix them together. Put it in your freezer, and you've got the greatest, healthiest snack you'll ever eat in your life.
I'm looking this up. It says mixed nut butter, Justin's almond butter.
But they're not bad for you, right?
No, this is
because this was like a healthy food thing.
No, there's.
Is that what that Nutella is?
That's what I was trying to think
of.
Okay.
Well, Nutella. I've seen it in the stores, but I've never known what it is.
But that's a chocolate flavored kind of thing.
Right.
Oh.
And it's made with like garbanzo beans they're beans.
Really?
But yeah. That's healthy, right? And didn't that have a hard time staying on the shelves when it first came out?
Yeah, people are nuts about that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how healthy it really is.
Oh, but they were buying it and then reselling it like on.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. They get it in, you go buy it, and it's all gone in the store.
So, but I'm trying to find ways to, you know, make a bunch of healthy stuff that I got in my freezer so it's not like you're grabbing for whatever.
Yeah, I think we should have, we're going to have Tad back. I don't think it's the intake as much as it's.
We should have asked him because, you know, when I was reading the top 10 foods to throw out of your refrigerator, and it's my favorite food, mayonnaise.
They said to throw that out?
And in this one list, worst foods to clean out to throw away from your refrigerator. And I love mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah. Don't send that to me.
I got
to
have mayonnaise.
Yeah, no. I mean, I remember that commercial where the guy comes downstairs, opens the refrigerator,
yeah.
and makes that big sandwich.
Yeah. And there's this empty.
puts it all back.
Yes.
That would totally be me.
Me too.
Mustard doesn't do it.
No.
I mean, just, no, I.
It's got to be mayo.
That was a great commercial because that's really true. Yeah. That's something where if you're running low. Go get it. Don't run out.
Boy, did I read a thing, though, about a good sandwich that I'd love to try, a fried sandwich, which isn't good for you, but it sounded so delicious. You take cheese, take 6 pieces of pepperoni, another thing of cheese, another thing of pepperoni, and butter both sides of the bread really good and fry it up, and then get like a good little dip for it. They say it's unbelievable. My mouth was literally watering reading about that.
Were you?
That'd be nice.
That's not that hard to make.
You know what's funny, though? You know what's funny when we had Tad here? And we're talking about, that's all I ate was soup. It was like this healthy seafood soup that Jim made. Jim, what was in that? Well, a lot of butter, cream, bacon, a lot of salt.
Well, the salt came from like the
bacon. I went from like, I just ate the most healthy, nutritious thing ever.
I didn't.
Okay, here it is. Oh, never mind what I said then. Nutella is high in sugar and unhealthy fats, including palm oil. includes a significant amount of calories, mainly from sugar and fat. Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Well, one tablespoon, 200 calories.
Wow.
Okay, it must not be it. I'll try to find it.
Yeah,
wow.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway,
forget about that.
I think we should have got Tad, left him. Well, he's going to come back on. But I think you could really eat all the healthy food and all the stuff you want, and it still wouldn't be as healthy as if you ate some unhealthy food and exercised more. I think, right? Don't they tell you that?
There's that fine line. Because, you know, you can walk. I mean, even that day I did 10,000 steps, and it was like 170 calories maybe. And if you have one Stella beer or something like that, it's like the exact same amount. One piece of pizza can be like 300 calories. So that's
maybe that's just the opposite.
That it's just the opposite.
Oh, okay. I know there's something like don't overdo one because if you don't do the other, it's meaningless.
It's
so
basically, you can't exercise over
and eat Big Macs.
Yeah.
Darn.
I know.
Because
it's like, and there's a fact, I just read this, about if you ate a pizza, it'd be like 25 miles of jogging or something like
you
that for the amount
pizzas.
Of calories.
No, you should see, yeah, I told
and
you
I will never give up pizza. I don't care.
No,
I'll never give that up.
We make our own. And
I guarantee
you,
on my last dying day, when they say, do you have any regrets? It's like, yeah, I gave up pizza because I was trying to lose weight.
Right.
I'll give up something else, but I'm not giving up pizza.
No, and that's the number one fast food. Everybody, yeah. You know, it's pizza. And I told you, I make all my own pizzas. Then I freeze them. But I'm having one Thursday night. You said, what am I doing Thursday night for the debate? And I'm going to watch I'm going to make pizza.
You know what we should do?
That's kind of like a playoff game
for Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I'll build a wood burning pizza oven. We'll take it down wherever it is. This would be the thing downtown here, like a farmer's market. We'll put it on wheels. We'll transport it. We'll get some really good hardwood, like cherry and apple. To cook, and we'll cook our pizzas right there, fire-baked pizza for the NFL draft. What do you think about that? With the wood-burning stove right there. What? And it would smell so good.
What kind of pizza?
Well, that's up to you.
Oh, all right. Homemade pizzas?
Yeah.
That could work. We have to get a permit for that, though.
God.
I know.
Why are you so concerned about permits and stuff?
I want to get shut down.
Oh, my God.
I think that could work. I will be the only one, though, with fired pizza.
Oh, you think there's somebody else who's going to build a brick
wood-burning
pizza?
But that guy that comes
and wheel it out the way I'm going to?
That guy comes with his trailer. And he's
I've got a trailer. I'm going to get a trailer. I'm going to build a trailer. What? I need
that
a trailer
That could
hitch.
Work. Oof.
Remember we had that guy on from Thunderbird Bakery in Oshkosh, and he had one of those fire on a trailer in his, remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at.
All right.
I also thought about your whole Youper Village for the state fair.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, that'd be big because there's so many Youpers that live in Milwaukee. It's unbelievable. Oh. Can you call her back real quick?
Get her back on the line.
Tess, we need to talk to you some more. What do we...
we're not going to get a booth this year.
No.
Oh.
Next year.
I'll be right when you walk in. That's cool. Location.
Next year, Youper Village. We'll have the Kootagi. We'll have the pasties. We'll have my birdhouses.
Those birdhouses might work there because people get in their car, but they're not going to work for the NFL draft. If we're going to do that, we're 9 months away from.
I know. We got to start planning.
We're on the clock.
This.
We do.
We got to start planning.
You see, our man Ed Policy now is the new guy, so we got to make sure he gives us a
schmooze
good location.
Him a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
Give us a, he's an awesome
guy. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right. We'll work on that.
By the way, I missed this. Todd, today is Beatles Day.
It is.
I did not know that. What's your favorite Beatles song of all time?
I like Get Back.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Jojo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, headed for the... Mine is Back in the USSR.
Good song.
Yeah. It's yours, Jim.
I want to hold your hand.
No, give us a song.
All right, let me think of a song. Right.
I don't know who Sonia Sotomayor is.
Sonia
Sotomayor? She's a
Supreme Court.
Man.
Yep.
Oh.
Sotomayor.
Obama.
Oh.
Appointed her.
I don't know too much about that. Ricky Gervais.
Why are you reading 63? That? Oh, she's.
Yeah, because there's.
She's
70? We'll get a break. We'll be back right after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Communication is not something to be taken for granted. That's especially true if you're a farming operation that employs immigrant labor. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in agribusiness news on a Tuesday. We are discovering more challenges that some of those farms are facing thanks to work done by ProPublica. Melissa Sanchez is one of the reporters that's been gathering information across the state on how something as simple as communication can turn into something very complicated.
So one of the ways that we started this reporting is by requesting from law enforcement all over the state records on when they respond to 911 calls on farms to get a sense of what is happening, what are the problems that we might not know about from the outside. But I was shocked to discover over and over, you know, deputies would show up on these farms all over the state and be unable to communicate with the workers. And we know that in rural parts of the state, cell phone reception can be very awful. And so they might be trying to communicate using Google, like a Google Translate, which is what farmers also have to do with their workers. But that doesn't always work with the reception.
Melissa Sanchez, she's one of the reporters with ProPublica that's been doing some investigation across the state on different challenges that agribusinesses and farms are facing in dealing with their immigrant labor. Now they've made resources available in both English and Spanish to try to help bridge that communication gap. You can find those free resources online, propublica.org.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer. But did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit RuralMutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading agriculture forward. Through the efforts of farmers, supported by organizations like Farm Bureau, agriculture continues to sustainably advance, meeting the needs of today while addressing the challenges that come with feeding a growing population. By providing resources, training, and advocacy, Farm Bureau empowers farmers to embrace sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And today, there should be some good news coming for some of our dairy businesses in Wisconsin. USDA Undersecretary Jenny Lester Moffitt is going to be visiting Decatur Dairy in Broadhead to announce $12 million of investment through the Dairy Business Innovation Initiatives Grant Program. Those monies will be distributed around agribusinesses all across the Upper Midwest. Follow Midwest Farm Report on Facebook for the latest. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny, a high near 86 this afternoon. West winds up to 20 miles per hour. Clear 61 tonight, mostly sunny, 76 on Wednesday. Sunshine with a high of 75 for Thursday. A few showers Friday with a high around 78.
Currently, 72 degrees.
Ready to revamp your life? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss is here to guide you. Experience the convenience of telemedicine appointments and medication delivery, making your health journey hassle-free. Experiencing weight gain, fatigue, or loss of libido? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss offers customized solutions to help you feel your best. Discover Semaglutide, a breakthrough in weight loss for just $300 a month. Visit RevampHRT.com or call 920-659-0249 to unlock your potential.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. App. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We've had some nice guests on today. We got another one coming up right now. Stephanie Hummel, Green Bay Economic Development. You heard us talking about the Uper Village.
Yes.
What do you think of the idea?
I love it. I'm a Uper. So.
And you are from?
Wallace, Michigan.
Wallace, Michigan, the home of the greatest zoo in America.
Yes.
We've had Kerry Kramer down here, of course, and Bud DeYoung, the DeYoung Family Zoo, one of my favorite places in the world. But
we're talking.
So you went to Stevenson High School.
Yes.
So a big story the other night, Jim.
This is incredible. I mean, I'm like really impressed.
United States Olympic diving competition. This is the big story. A Uper at heart, U.S. diver Schnell, born in Iron Mountain, raised in Arizona, earns the silver. A U.S. Olympian born in Iron Mountain, Michigan, earned a silver medal in the women's 10-meter synchronized platform diving at the Tokyo Games and blah, yada, yada. But anyway, but now she's going into the Olympics again, qualified first. Born in Iron Mountain in December of 1998 to Robert and Cynthia Schnell, the future Olympian soon moved with her family to the Menominee area, where she spent the first 3 years of her life. Then they moved to Tucson. Although Schnell's school years were spent in Arizona, she told WJMN-TV earlier this year she's still a Uper at heart. Every time I go back, I just feel so at peace. That's my happy place. I love going back and visiting the family there. And I read another thing about them where mom and dad both went to Stevenson High School, which is...
That's my alumni.
That's your alumni. Yeah. That's it.
All right.
Stevenson Eagles.
I mean, that is... Like, that, I think that's, like, really cool. And
that
I, like I said, if I was the mayor up there, I would embrace that. And I would do something at street and just to get people to come back there and see that. I mean, We had a bronze winner of the kayaking. I think it's a whitewater raft. Is it called kayaking or whitewater raft?
I think it was whitewater raft.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She won that. And, I mean, that's just awesome. Brought the medal. Those things are pretty heavy.
We had the Olympian, the soccer player a few years back, too, from Bayport.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is something to embrace.
Anyway, actually, another guy from the UP won a gold medal a few years ago, Baumgartner.
Oh, yeah.
In snowboarding.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He's from Iron River.
The snowboarding makes more sense than the swimming.
I know, right? Well, that's why she moved to Tucson.
Yeah. Is that really why?
At three because so they saw she was a little bit of a prodigy.
Yeah, and they're like, okay.
Her mom went to Northern Michigan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Anyway, hey, Steph, you're in here. You work for the Economic Development Department, which is what makes the city
hire
work.
You?
Yes.
Yes.
I was hired under his reign.
Right. But something that you're in charge of is these bird scooters that are at... Everyone has seen them, sometimes where they're not supposed to be.
Yes.
Tell us about the program, how you got into that, and why we're doing it.
Sure. So a lot of larger cities have really opted to find other ways to get people around their cities, realizing that auto dependency is not a long-term solution. So along with our transit system, we were looking for something that would offer people the ability to get around town pretty quick without being dependent on a motor vehicle. Mm-hmm. With that, most cities have adopted looking for e-bikes, acoustic bikes, scooters, something that people can just hop on and hop off at their leisure. So we were approached by a few different companies throughout the past decade, and we ended up doing a pilot program with Bird in 2021. And at that point, Bird was offering just the scooters. We didn't have any bikes at that point, but we wanted to try the scooters because they were relatively new to Wisconsin. They were allowed in Wisconsin at one point. They had terrible showing in Milwaukee. Everyone got sued, and then it got hung up in the state. So
why'd they get sued?
I think just because there was no ability for the cities to control what was happening.
I'll get you. Okay.
So like they eventually wrote into state statute that, you know, you have to have these contracts signed. There's liability on the companies. You can't just drop the equipment off. So it's a little bit more integrating the cities to make sure that we have a say in things.
Right. It's a partnership.
Absolutely.
Those were just... You say that they're kind of new to Wisconsin, but those were invented by that guy in Appleton.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, is really...
Didn't you say he's made like $1 billion? Yeah.
Plus.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's cool that he went to East, right? Appleton East?
I think so, yeah.
He went to school with Vonk. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So after the first season, we realized that these are a great addition to our community. It had a lot of hiccups, you know, just as anything does when you introduce it to the public if they don't know what they are. And people have adopted really quickly to them. They understand how they work. They understand where they go. They understand who to call, usually, if there's an issue. And we've done a lot of work on the backside of that. So between myself and Bird, we're taking care of any issue that comes up. We're working for a solution.
You say people know how to use them. You're talking to two people who don't.
I've never used one.
They're so fun.
John well, like lives, I said, I don't know how to buy a pass for the Fox River Trail. So
John lives up here.
Oh, okay.
So they are all around the downtown. I'm sure you have them. Yes. Do you have them around Lambeau?
Yep, they're everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere in Green Bay proper.
Can you take them on the trail? No, you can't because they're motorized, right?
Yeah. So the Fox River Trail, they're not allowed on because they're motorized.
But they're allowed on sidewalks, not on streets.
They're allowed anywhere a bike could be ridden. So that's how we have it written in. So
do they all go the exact same speed?
No.
How much fun would this be though, Jim? If they could, if we get a special dispensation and on the Fox River Trail have like races. Wouldn't that be fun? Like even, you know, 200 yards or something like that.
I think that's a state problem. You can talk to, or it's the county. Someone controls that besides me. Yeah.
They're not happy with me right now. So forget that. There's always that.
Did you hear that story about John? I don't know if you listened to us, but Johnny bought a bike, finally. I've been talking about it for months and months and months and months, on and on and on at nauseam. Anyway, finally bought a bike, took it out on the trail.
Second day.
The lady pulls him over.
Get busted by the park rangers for not having a pass.
No, get this. And he said, well, I didn't know you had to have a pass. And he goes, then he saw the kiosk. I'll just go to the kiosk and get one. She goes, the kiosk isn't working. So she gave him a $35 fine. But he got it waived because we raised hell about it. But, I mean, no customer service. It's new in the season. You could have said, hey, look, you know.
But she was really nice. She goes to Northern.
Well,
she's a girl from Michigan. Yeah. And so I was very pleasant to her, tremendously pleasant. But
still, if the kiosk isn't working, like, how else are people supposed to do that?
Right.
But she was super nice. Nothing against that.
Well, I don't know.
Just difficult. I would be the only guy that for 20 years has been waiting to buy a bike, and I take it out for the second time, and I'm the only person I know that's ever gotten busted for a ticket.
Right. I thought bikes weren't allowed on sidewalks.
They aren't. Well, okay.
Bikes or scooters?
Bikes.
Bikes, scooters, whatever it is that we're regulating, you can ride them on residential sidewalks so long as the pedestrian isn't in your way. So if you're in a neighborhood that's, you know, mostly single family houses, duplexes, you can ride on the sidewalk. You are supposed to stop riding your bike once you come upon a pedestrian because they technically have the full right of way of the sidewalk. So when we're looking at the commercial areas, you're not supposed to be riding on the sidewalks at all. That's the rule.
Like down here.
Down here. You're not supposed to. However,
you see it down here all the time.
Down here at downtown. It is.
There aren't a lot of rules downtown.
There are plenty of rules. It's just how they're enforced, right?
I just said that to him yesterday. We're talking about people raise a lot of cane about.
You can do pretty much anything you want.
About loudness, noise.
Oh, yeah.
Or mufflers, racing and different
racing
things.
And it's like, well, we need a law. We don't need a law. We need enforcement. There are so many laws. I printed out the laws right here.
Oh, yeah. There's noise. A ton.
I mean, I've got it right. I printed it out. And then we had the guy on from. Leonard, I forget his name, from Crime Stoppers. Great guy. How reporting things you can make, $25-$50. But anyway, we'll talk about that at another show. I want to talk to you about this scooter some more. Is it working?
It is working.
Was this your thing? Was this your?
No, we tried the green bike. Were you there for the green bike program?
Nope, that was right before me.
Okay, so we did that.
Yeah, there was the bikes that were, I think we used the police auction at that point to just get a surplus of bikes.
What we did, this is what we did, John. We took bikes that were stolen unclaimed, and then we
painted them all green, right? I remember that.
Oh, okay. And then we just had them, and you could use them from library to downtown to Daily Buzz had a rack, and you could just use the green bikes. But some of them, I think our buddy is finding them with
Ed the diver.
I think some of them ended up in the river, and I don't know, maintenance became a little bit of an issue. I thought the program was great, but whatever.
It's a great idea,
but
absolutely great idea.
And that was free. Now, your stuff cost. What is the cost to rent a scooter?
I think it starts at like $1.25 an hour. I'm not sure, though.
Okay.
All the rates are totally secured by Bird. They do all of the money. Like, the city is not involved in this program other than allowing them to perform
so
this year.
We put our credit card in.
Yep. So it's mostly...
You have to have a credit card to use a Bird.
It's app-based. So you have to have some way to pay online. So if that's Google Pay or whatever you're using... It's app-based. And then once you have the app, you open up the app, you're able to find all the vehicles wherever they are. It shows you how much battery life they have left on them, where they're located. So you can walk right up to one, scan a code, unlock the vehicle, and then you're on your way. So it is all app-based. They do have some the community-based programming concerning, you know, if you don't have a phone, how would you do that? So they work with different members of communities, especially in larger cities, to do that. They have programming for discounted rates for emergency service people, I think veterans, low income. So Bird does a lot for community involvement. Right. I don't know how often those programs are being utilized here, but they've been great to work with.
And how many scooters do we have in the city?
We can have up to 300. So I think right now we're deployed at about 200.
And if someone uses it and doesn't bring it back to its designated spot, which I know it's not a designated spot because it's like anywhere in the middle of the road. What happens? I mean, how does that work? Do they get charged for that?
Yes. So everything that you do on your scooter is based through your profile. So if something happens to that vehicle, if that's improper parking, an accident, you know, if the vehicle gets wrecked, if it gets thrown in the Fox River, like everyone likes to think that they do. None of them have been in the Fox River, by the way. Not one has ended up there. Yeah. Everyone thinks so.
We'll ask Ed. Okay, go ahead.
Because they're all geo-tracked. So, Bird knows that. Where they are everywhere, every time.
Is there like a thing on it where it's like, okay, if a guy said, I want to go to Appleton and just, you know, whatever.
It'll stop you.
It would stop you? How far?
It kind of depends on the vehicle.
But they are programmed in that way is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay.
They start alerting you. They'll tell you on the app you've left our zone. Okay. It slows down the vehicle eventually to a stop.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, yeah. Cool.
So sometimes people are like, there's a scooter in Alloway. I'm like, they must have just really tried to power through, especially with like the e-bikes because you can still pedal.
Yeah.
You know, so those get a little further.
But Bird, do you have e-bikes too or is it you just?
E-bikes and scooters. Yep. So
where are the e-bikes? I haven't seen those.
They just got deployed last week. I just saw my first batch this morning driving into work, so.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Okay, those are cool.
They're very cool.
I mean, and those are fast.
They are. So we have
I've ridden on those.
Limits on the speed on all of the vehicles, but with the bikes, I mean, it's as fast as you can pedal a bike. So if you're really good at riding a bike and you can go really fast, you can get as fast as you want to on those things.
And then the electricity will just keep you there. Right.
Yep.
Now, that's cool. Do you have the cost of the e-bike?
It's the same. All the vehicles are the same price. So I think they start off around $1 something an hour.
An hour.
Mm-hmm.
How does the e-bike work? Like, if you're going up a big hill, does the engine kick in then? Is that how it senses it?
Yeah. It assists when you start to slow down from the speed that you were going. Okay. So,
it's like cruise control.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know how fast you let them go. Those things can go like 40, but you probably throttle them back.
Yo, I think that our max is at 18 miles an hour. 18?
That's fast enough. Yeah. Right? I mean,
definitely.
That's 18 on a bike type thing. That's good. Yeah.
And I mean, like people can pedal that fast on a bike without an assist. So that's kind of where that's the sweet spot that we wanted to pick.
How many e-bikes did you
They can contract? Go up to 300, no, 150 for the e-bikes.
150 what?
E-bikes.
Oh, so the number of e-bikes you have.
They have 300 scooters. They could have 300 scooters and 150 mm-hmm. e-bikes. And I just want to reemphasize how nice that is to go to lunch or, you know, to leave your car on the ramp
mm-hmm.
or take a bus and get on a bike. I mean, $1.25 an hour is not a heck of a lot of money.
Okay. Okay. Can I ask you a question then?
No.
Let me ask you a question.
Stephanie's our guest. No, I think we should focus on our guests.
Stephanie's going to be a part of this. What's your biggest complaint every day? What, right about in about 3 minutes, in about 3 minutes, what's he going to be doing?
I got $40 of quarters in my car.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you take a scooter to and from work every day?
Is that cheaper? It's the same price because I pay $1.25 a day to park here.
So. But you wouldn't get a ticket.
Well, that's true. I wouldn't have to worry about a ticket.
Yeah, the scooters are a great option. And plus, there are always a ton downtown, so you never have to worry about finding another one. It's not like you're going to ride it to the
away. Right.
Yeah. I think you should do it. I think after this segment, we shall go outside and ride a scooter.
Well, that's what I said to Todd. Maybe we can go ride. I said to you this morning, Johnny. No, yeah. We want to do that. We want to do a little video. So.
They're fun. I mean, a lot of people use them for transportation, especially the e-bikes. We can track where people are going. Yeah. So we see them making grocery store home, work home, like those kind of trips. But on the scooters, a little bit more flexible. If you're like, I don't want to walk down 3 blocks to that restaurant, you just hop on a scooter.
I want to try the e-bikes though when we do this.
Let's get a couple and you guys can go down Washington and see who makes it down to the Meijer first.
The scooter or the e-bike.
Either way.
I'll take the e-bike. Right.
And we're going to yield to pedestrians and we're going to stop at stop signs.
Well, I don't know about that.
There's a lot of rules.
I like rules. Rules keep people safe.
Yeah. How has it been? Have we had any... besides the scooters not being returned to their proper place, is kids pretty safe with them? Are people pretty safe with them?
I mean, we could always use a little bit more. People using their helmets, people yielding correctly.
Do they have to wear a helmet on them?
You don't have to. Oh. I highly encourage it, though.
But they bring their own helmet.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, can you stick around?
Yeah, sure.
We've got more stuff we want to talk to you about. Stephanie Hummel, Green Bay Economic Developer, back after this.
Your
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mighty the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. Good looking morning out there. 76 in Oshkosh, 74 in Appleton, 75 in Green Bay. We're with Stephanie Hummel, Green Bay Economic Development. But I got to say it again, Jim. You know, this is the day that you started the Kids Day 6 months from Christmas. And you're going to have a perfect day for it with 10. I don't know if you're getting involved with this, Stephanie.
Yeah.
10,000 kids are going to take part.
I know.
In Green Bay.
It's bananas.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But it's good to expose.
I mean, our two home. If you combine your hometown in the UP and my hometown, I don't know. Would we come up with 10,000?
Not even close.
I don't think so. No. I think Nagani's got 4,000 and Stevenson 3.
Less than.
Yeah.
I think maybe. Two.
Incredible.
Yeah. And sometimes more. Yeah. It's great. It's nice to expose them to all the good things that are happening in the city, right? I know that the mayor's out at Bay Beach, and you've got that all-inclusive park that's brand new. That's very cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're going to be featuring some of your e-bikes out there, or maybe you are, or maybe you're not. But, I mean, there's kids that – I mean, Kids Day is more for kids, but to use these e-bikes, you want them to be 18.
Yes. So we had to install a control where you have to scan an ID in order to create an account in Green Bay, because we were having a lot of issues with young kids and teenagers using the equipment improperly, you know, weaving it out of traffic, using it really late at night, you know, breaking curfew, those sorts of issues. So – it has cut down quite a bit on the kids riding, but we still see it all the time. So I think my biggest message is, if you are a parent or an adult, don't give your ID to a child to make an account, or don't plop a kid on one of these. Don't ride double. It can be, I mean, the vehicles are made for one body. So when you're riding double with a little kid in front of you, you hit a pothole, that kid's going off. They're flying off. So especially if they're not wearing a helmet, that can be really unsafe.
And they need to bring their helmets. You don't provide helmets.
No, Bird does have a free helmet program. So if you're in the app, you can request one. I also have a couple at City Hall. If anyone is interested in stopping by to get one, I have plenty to hand out because we want people to use them.
Right.
As a bike just goes by on the side.
Yes. We understand the realities that if people don't feel safe on the roads downtown using a bike. So we know that they'll be on the sidewalk. We just ask that you get out of the way of the pedestrian. A lot of people walk downtown.
Well, it can be tough riding a bike downtown, though, too. If you got cars parked on that side, on the east side, cars parked on the west side, you got that one lane coming down. Yeah. That can be,
I do all the bike ped work for the city, and I know just how challenging it is. So when we say don't ride on the sidewalk, we mean please try not to, or at least slow down or stop for a pedestrian.
I mean, right up here, that's kind of like a gauntlet to get through if
but
you're on the street.
There's the Cheryl lanes, too. I mean, we have done some work to encourage bike riding, and it's weird because you kind of feel like you're in the road because you ride, you know, on the left of the parking.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the city, you can get around here. I don't think bikes should be on sidewalks.
Let me ask
you. And we don't have enough pedestrian traffic down here. I'm not saying that's why, but people don't make me come down here because of the parking tickets, $21. But if you can't walk around down there because there's bikes. You know what I'm saying? I think we have to enforce things. I think we have to be lax on the parking. I think we should have an hour grace period or something, at least, or have a warning system where you put it in and say, hey, look, you know, thanks for being downtown, but next time I'm going to clip you. And people will be like, well, that's cool. But I think we don't have any density down here, and we need to build that density.
If you could start over, we were in Oshkosh last week.
Oh, yeah.
You love those. Which would you, if you were developing your own city, would it be like Green Bay with wider streets and smaller sidewalks, or like Oshkosh with narrower streets and really wide sidewalks.
You can ask the economic development director.
Don't even get me started. I wish I was the director. Maybe I'd get the streets narrowed. We have such a hard time, you know, getting through to people that this is how cities are supposed to be built. You are supposed to have a more narrow roadway, the wider sidewalks to accommodate for people who do want to walk around or who have to walk around.
And that's what Oshkosh has.
Oh, yeah. Have you been on there lately?
No, not for a couple of years.
They got it going on down there. They're downtown. Now it's 20 years in the making, but I mean, not just the amenities, the restaurants and the theater. It's very, very pedestrian friendly, mm-hmm. very narrow streets. And the other thing that we have, we just have a lot of signs.
Don't get me started on the signs. They're so ugly.
And they don't. Yeah. And I don't know if we have to have signs or we just have signs because the alderman wants a sign. I'll put a sign up, no parking, you know, this, that. And you know, you just walk in front of the Daily Buzz. Count how many signs there are in, I don't know, mm-hmm. 30 feet.
Well, the problem with signs, too, like that, is that it creates sign pollution where right, people just see so many that you don't read them anymore. You just assume that you know what it says, yeah. even though you don't, because you've seen the same kind of sign 100 times.
Yeah. But you're working on all this. I mean, I don't want to really get into too much of what needs to happen here, but the bird scooters are something that is here to stay, or are we in a test pilot?
No, I think that we're well outside of that. So the first year we ran it as a pilot. Every year since, we've had a contract with them that details how many pieces of equipment they can have in town, the time frame of it, where we expect riders to be, their expectations as a local fleet, you know,
how many rides have we given?
Well, last year, we did 28,000 rides covering over 51,000 miles, and we wow. saved 7.2 metric tons of CO2.
See, that's important. I mean, I guess you're assuming everyone would be driving. They could have been walking. But, I mean, those are good things that we have to start thinking about, not just it's convenient, but it's good for the environment,
good for the economy.
But they should be on the road.
Mm-hmm. And this is really filling that gap of like a 24-hour service. So, you know, taxis exist, Uber exists, but not everyone can afford those things. And then our bus system doesn't run 24 hours. So if you're working second or third shift and you need a way to get back to your home, say your car breaks down or you just don't have a car, this is really filling that gap. And we see that a lot of people using them.
And on your app, you can find out where the closest scooter is.
Yep. All you got to do is open the app. It has the map. It shows you everything. It shows you the boundaries, the speed limits.
Tell us a little bit about, for people who are listening, or maybe somebody like a radio host. How do you download the app? Where do you go to? Tell me about that real quick.
Go to the App Store or your Google Play Store. Bird Rides is
Bird
what it's called.
Bird Rides.
B-Y. B-I-R-D.
It's like Bird, like
Bird, like a Tweety Bird.
I thought it was like Bird, like a guy's name.
No.
It's B-I-R-D.
Bird, like a guy's name.
Bird, you know, B-Y-R-D. That's a classic.
Isn't it Larry Bird?
You a Larry Bird?
No, Larry's B-I-R-D.
Oh.
Is he?
Yeah.
Maybe we're just making it up.
No. There's Jim Bird was a friend of mine. It's B-Y. It was B-Y-R-D. Oh. And we called him Birdie, but it was B-Y. And
yeah, it's just B-I-R-D for Bird.
Okay. So you just go down. Okay, well, now we know. It's B-I-R-D.
Todd, we got a spelling test going on here.
Todd, you got that one for a promo?
No, Todd, read.
John, B-Y-R-D.
Todd, read those emails I sent you about Stephanie.
Yeah.
It's B-Y-R-D.
You spelled it that way. I'm not sure that's, yeah.
Okay.
Or anyway. The more common spelling is.
I'm glad. So they go into the app, they download BIRD, and then you have to put in some kind of credit card.
Yeah, your basic information, scan an ID, and then you have a credit card stored on there, or you can just log in and put however much money onto an account. And then from there, you just ride till your money is gone.
How do you spell the bird name again?
B-I-R-D. Okay. No why.
All right. Stephanie, this is awesome.
It's been really great, Stephanie.
I don't get you back in here talking about urban design.
Absolutely.
I know you
and
know
about
that.
What we can do to make money during the draft.
Yeah, oh, sure. Okay. I've got ideas.
Those are the two things we need you for.
All right. Have fun at Kids' Day today.
Yes,
I'm
going
to be going up to Bud's Place within the next month with my granddaughters. I'll tell them you said hello.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in.
We're going to start a quick break. We come back. NBC 26. What's going on in the neighborhood? Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time where our friend and executive producer of Civic Media, Mr. Luke Mathers, is in for a Tuesday tangent to talk about the upcoming presidential debate, weather, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.